Hello my friend, greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Sometimes we view grace and truth as opposite sides of the spectrum rather than as two sides of the same coin. In truth, we are confronted with our sinfulness and our need for someone to free us from ourselves and the current sin of the world around us. This truth then points us to grace. God in grace, rather than giving us what we really deserve, He gives us what we desperately need. As Jesus entered the world, He came to us with full of grace and truth. In today's culture, we have substituted tolerance for grace. Tolerance says, I'm okay, you're okay, we're all okay, so let's just stay that way. But grace is much more radical than that, because grace says you're not okay, but come as you are, the real you. There is the good, the bad, and the ugly in all of us, but grace counts neither the good nor the ugly. And as we come to the truth by grace through faith, something miraculous happens. We become saved. And because of the death and resurrection of Jesus, God has something better for all of us to pursue, which is eternal life in Christ that He freely gives to all who receive. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Remember, my friends, truth convicts, grace comforts. Shall we pray? Gracious loving Lord, God of glory and majesty, we thank You, Father, for sending Your begotten Son, Jesus our Lord, to save a wretched race like us. And thank You, Jesus, for Your life, death, and resurrection, that we may be saved and receive eternal life in You. And thank You, Holy Spirit, for not leaving us as orphans, for being our guide, comforter, and helper to reconcile us with You. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.